What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Double Tap. We are on episode 16.
Sweet today. 16, that is.
Sweet 16 with Molly Ringwald. Sweet. That's 16 candles. I think that's 16 candles.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care either. Screw all those movies.
I don't like... You know, I light one candle and that's enough.
I'm cool with the number candles. Just give me like a one and a six. That's the blow.
Right? Press that's what she blow. Said.
Yeah.
Damn, that's kind of fucked up.
The 16th, yeah, actually it's early morning, 16th, Saturday. We was Friday just a couple hours ago, and now we're Saturday.
We were Friday.
we're totally Saturday.
Yeah.
So this episode is just going to be it's going to be a quickie for you guys. Lucky you, you get a quickie.
That's what we say now. It might drag on forever. We never know.
Yeah, well, we're going to have more stuff for you guys later. Just in case you're not sure who we are, I have a name change. So, now on, I'll be known as Dr. Ono.
Dr. Ono!
With me, now and forever, is my partner in podcasting, my homeboy.
Until death do us part.
What?
I said until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
Yep.
Tony the Gamer Guy.
Yep. What's up? Who's that sexy white guy by you?
Yeah, we got a special guest on our cast now, and we're finally going to do another video cast tomorrow, well, later today, technically.
Yeah.
But with me is one of my bestest of buddies, my homeboy, Black Cat 111. Say what's up to the people, B.
What's up?
He is my resident gun guy in real life. Like, he knows shit about guns, for real. The one that go pew-pew, but with loud noises.
Right on.
But he's also a diehard Battlefield fan, as well as a COD player. And me and him go back ever since GTA 4 on the PS3. Back as Nico.
Yeah, way back.
Yeah, that was a little while. That was my very first online game, everybody. It was GTA 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think my first online game was Call of Duty 2.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. What about you, B?
Call of Duty, I do believe.
Call of Duty, which one?
Probably, 3? Yeah. 2 or 3, yeah, one of them.
My first Call of Duty
3 sucked. I never played it very long. 2 was pretty good. I like 2 a lot.
My first COD was 3, and it was on the Wii.
Oh, so
it was.
I'm surprised you stuck with it.
Here's the thing, though. It was actually pretty interesting because whenever you were meleeing people, if you had a rifle in your hand, you actually had to swing the chuck and the remote like you were shoving people off of you, and then like if you were using the
Bayonet?
Yeah. Oh, that was right.
You were going to say Bayonetta, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking Bayonet, exactly. Yeah. That's what it's called. But yeah, the Bayonet, you actually had to thrust the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck like you were spearing someone with a Bayonet. So it was actually kind of cool. I actually liked it.
A little gimmicky, but I don't know if I would like that. But yeah, to each their own, you know?
Or you can just press B to blow.
Ooh, very nice.
Wire reference. You guys don't know that.
Yeah, no.
But anyway... So this, yeah, like I said before, this is going to be like our quick run because we're going to have a nice, pretty substance-filled video one for everybody. And that's going to be our special, what would you call it, theme episode? Theme-based episode?
Suggestion-based.
Suggestion.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. No, it's a demand, damn it.
Yeah.
Or not.
Sure. Whatever. And if you weren't sure what the... What we're going to call it, theme was for that, it's fighting, right? We're doing fighting. We're going to fight on that motherfucking video.
Oh, if that's what you guys want us to do, I will totally take you guys out.
Totally tongue fighting on that one.
Tongue punching.
Oh, fart boxes.
Fart boxes. Not at all. That's the furthest thing we're going to... That's the last thing we'd ever do. So anyway...
No homo.
We're gonna make that video. We're gonna have to make them pay.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be a pay-per-view for real. I want at least $10 per minute.
I gotta make more than Mayweather and Pacquiao on that shit.
Yeah, like $100.
Yeah, but there will actually be real punches thrown in this fight. There will be no dancing, and no hugging. Well, there might be a little hugging, but it'll definitely be more interesting than the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight. But anyway, so. Since we didn't really plan a whole lot for this, just to be honest with everybody, all our substance is going to go into the later episode. We got just a couple of things right off the bat that we're going to go ahead and go through. And Tony has, I think, one of the most interesting pieces of info right now. And we'll let Tony go ahead and take that away.
I guess we'll just call it like rumor speculation that it's got a lot of buzz going, and it's that Del Toro production is making the cinematic trailer for Fallout 4.
Now, Del Toro as in Guillermo Del Toro, as in the
Silent Hills guy? Yeah.
For Hellboy 2 and the collaborator with Hideo Kojima that is no longer collaborating. Okay. Just make sure, because, you know, there's Benicio Del Toro.
Right.
So, yeah.
And wasn't he in, like, a music video for, was it Imagine Dragons? What's that guy's name? You know who I'm talking about? That was in the, am I thinking the wrong person? You know what, Radioactive? Is that the music video I'm thinking of?
That wasn't him. That was, oh, dear God.
What's that guy's name? I can never think of that guy's name.
The only person I remember in that video was
the chick.
Alexandria Daddario.
Yeah.
And that's because it's Alexandria Daddario.
But I know the guy that's in the video because he's in the big hit with Mark Wahlberg. And I can't think of... What's that guy's name?
He was a big D-bag, too, but, like, he's in the video making all the stuffed animals fight for
life
or whatever. I can't remember.
I love that music video, though.
So Guillermo del Toro has been rumored to direct the release trailer?
Dude, we're off track. Like, way off track.
We are way off track.
Like, going way too fast and went off the track, you know?
Going a little too fast. Slow down.
Too soon, but go ahead.
What was the deal with that? So you said it's just a rumor right now?
Yeah, allegedly they're making the cinematic trailer for their E3 conference. So that, I don't know, I'm a little excited for it. I can get behind that.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, Lou Diamond Phillips, that's the guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's the guy. Yeah, Lou Diamond Phillips.
He just looks like a Del Toro, okay?
Of La Bamba fame.
Boy, that's going to be...
And I say La Bamba fame because I am Hispanic.
La 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 Bamba.
Yep.
That's going to be a good one.
But, freaking just the trailer. So there's no game... it's not E3 yet, and it's like a whole month away, but we don't know if they have any gameplay footage announced or anything yet.
Yeah, nothing yet. They're pretty good at keeping that shit under wraps.
Right. So when I'm there at E3, like we all know I will be,
digitally.
We'll find out whether or not we're gonna get any inside info. Yeah, I'll be there in spirit supporting all the games I want to hear about.
As I'm working and be like, yes, what's going on?
You guys remember, I don't know if you remember, but when they had PlayStation Home on the PS3.
Oh, yes.
Every year they had E3. You could, like, virtually walk through the E3 booths. And that was so awesome. I loved doing that. I would spend, like, hours just, like, traveling to virtual booths and playing the demos and this and that. And I really don't understand, like, I mean, there's reasons I understand why they canceled the PlayStation Home. But I feel like it was such an awesome way to bring all the PlayStation players together. And, I mean, it's not like they weren't making money because they had microtransactions up the ass.
Right.
PlayStation Home. So I feel like a PS4 version of that would be awesome because think of the applications when you got recording in the mix. You can get screenshots now on the PS4. You can share them straight to Facebook and everything. I mean, just the amount of fun you can have with your friends and your virtual friends would be that much more, you know, immersive.
Just another thing to do on the PlayStation. Right. Like, there are nights where I get home and it's like, you know, I don't feel like playing Battlefield. I don't feel like doing this or get on Netflix or anything. And you just pop on that.
Yeah, I'll just go mingle on the PlayStation Home. You know, and just go see who's doing what and fuck with my avatar and bring chicks back to my apartment because that's what I did. I'm just saying, you know, virtual booty. Almost as good as real booty.
VB. Got the VB.
Dr. Oh No would operate.
Oh No.
but no, just kidding. Anyway, hello, ladies. Anyway, I really enjoyed the PlayStation Home, and there was times that I would go there just to see, you know, what was new. And some of the mini games that you could play there for free were just as damn much fun as some of the other games that they had out there. And that's like B said, you know, sometimes you just come home and you would want to mess with something, but you just didn't want to play anything that you had in your library, so you just hop on PlayStation Home.
Right.
What about you, Tony? Did you ever, like, did you have any fond memories of the PlayStation Home, or Wish they would kind of bring it back.
Yeah, I think it was a little... I remember going... Didn't they have like a bowling alley with some arcades in there? And you could play some of the arcades. Yeah, I remember doing that. And they had some theater. You could go there and watch a movie with your avatar. I thought it was kind of a neat interaction they had. And you could... I don't really remember your apartment, if you could rearrange it the way you wanted and whatnot. Yeah, they could murder it with some, microtransactions and stuff.
Yeah, you could. Could you? Yeah, you can move your furniture. Like, one of the things that I did that was one of my favorite things to do is, like, I would go and I actually earned some in-game money, some PlayStation Home money by playing some of the games and stuff, and I purchased some picture frames. And what they allowed me to do was some pictures, some real life pictures that I actually had taken or saved off the internet onto my PS3. They let me put those pictures inside my picture frames, and I had those hanging on the walls of my apartment.
That's cool.
So, like, I had pictures of, like, Deadpool. I had a picture of my wife and my kids up on there at one point.
Almost like real life.
Yeah. And so, but, like, once I realized that putting pictures of people that I know in real life was kind of dumb, I took those down and replaced them with pictures with, like, Frick, I don't know.
Nikki Cox.
Yeah, Nikki Cox. No, not Nikki Cox. Alfonso, or, whoever at the moment. I had a Schwarzenegger picture there at one point, back when he was Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
So, back then, back when he was like,
yeah,
his chest was like 6 feet wide and shit. Back when he used to pick things down and pick things up and put them down all the time. He would take his son to Hognuts or Hogfarts or Dogfarts or whenever the hell the Wizard School is. I don't know.
It would be cool, though, if they integrated, like, trophies with PlayStation Home. Like, if you earn a certain trophy, you unlock certain gear for your avatar in the game. Like, say you platinum Last of Us or whatever. You got, like, a Last of Us t-shirt for your avatar.
Like, if you played certain games, they gave you, like, I played Dead Space, and I had an Isaac Clarke suit.
All right.
I played some stuff for Uncharted 2 and 3. They gave you, like, Drake's gear and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I had a full black and white Ezio costume.
Oh, nice.
So it was. They did do that. Like, and then if you played, like, Sony's Pacific stuff, they gave you more rewards for that, too.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. There were some stores that were in the mall that I actually spent real-world money on, but it was only because it was, like, $2 or $3 or whatever. But when you have a lightsaber, you buy a lightsaber.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. They had a whole LucasArts store in the PlayStation Home Mall where you could dress up as a stormtrooper or a Wookiee or whatever. But then they had like a section for to change how your hand looked. And in one of those, you could hold various kinds of lightsabers. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'll spend $1.50 on holding a lightsaber all the time. Why not? I'll look like Ezio with a lightsaber. How badass is that?
My mom's got this really cool lightsaber. It makes a lot of noise.
Is it? Oh, does it extend, or is it only like a fixed height?
Yeah, it's a fixed height, but it shakes a lot.
Does it?
Yeah. She keeps it in her top drawer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, can she deflect blasts or blasts with that?
I don't know. It smells kind of fishy, though.
You might want to check to see if that's an actual lightsaber. Because if it's not, you might want to quit touching it.
Oh, I didn't touch it.
How did you know it was there?
Because I pulled open the drawer. I was looking for her money. I almost stole all her money, you know.
Mom keeps money in the top
since, drawer. Since I haven't seen my mom in years, but...
Moving on. So yeah, the news.
That was a little eye-opening.
The news about E3 and everything. There's a lot of things that's really, really exciting, and I can't wait for it to come out. So that way, there's no more speculation, and we can actually get some legit info on Fallout 4. But yeah, other than that, what else was it? Was there anything new announced for E3, or is there anything else that you were looking forward to? Or
oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that Bethesda booth, and then the Square Enix booth. So I like it when publishers have their own booth. So, instead of when you get Sony and Microsoft having their own booth, it's kind of going to, of course, they're going to be biased to their own product, but they still have some third-party stuff in there. You know, with Xbox, you're going to get Call of Duty. You know, with PlayStation, you're going to get, EA, Battlefield, stuff like that.
Right.
So, I kind of like when you get the third party to have their own booth. And especially if it's one that you love, because they're going to show all the games that you want to see. Like, hopefully you'll get to see your Kingdom Hearts 3 with Square Enix, and yes. Like, I'll get to see whatever Skyrim's working on, if they're working on another Skyrim, and definitely some Fallout 4 would be nice.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So. I would not mind seeing that one bit.
And then, no Nintendo at E3 that I know of, but they do their digital Nintendo Direct shit, so...
He has, Blackout just said that he likes seeing the tech that sometimes comes out with E3.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm speculating they're finally going to announce a release date and a price for either the Oculus Rift, or not the Oculus Rift, the
freaking Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Yeah.
Because I know there's been a little bounce back talking about whether or not it's going to be done by the time E3 comes out, or if they're even going to have a... alpha version or whatever. But if if they do come out and say, here is Morpheus, or what the real name is going to be, my theory is they're actually going to announce some titles with it. Because, especially if it's Sony that's backing it, if you look at their E3 history, they've brought out some pretty questionable things, like the magic book. The Wonder Book, and that
PlayStation Move.
That only saw like a day of life, and then it crashed and burned horribly. But they actually had a game demo with it. So yeah. If they do have Morpheus revealed, I feel like there's going to be something either pretty cool or relatively like meh.
I think what will happen is Lawrence Fishburne will come out on stage and...
what if I told you?
Yeah. You want the blue pill?
Yeah. No, I was actually excited at that concept because after watching some of the other YouTubers play, different Oculus games, I'm really, really want to get myself into the virtual world from, the first person perspective. Because, I saw this demo of someone playing an Oculus Rift version of the old school Zelda, and it was freaking sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the old 8-bit Zelda in a completely 3D world. Like, he was spinning around in circles, and there was freaking moblins coming one way, and, the spider, the rock spider's coming another way, and, he was trying to deflect with his shield. It was crazy. Like, it was not even, as chill as the old Zelda, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where this guy went, he was getting attacked, and I thought that was pretty freaking sweet. And then in the background, you can hear the old 8-bit,
Yeah.
It was just cool. I thought it was cool as hell. So I feel like they could do a lot of remakes. Could you imagine playing Crash Bandicoot on, something like Morpheus?
Man, I don't know if I'd want to go back to, that 3D platformer, PlayStation 1 era game.
Crash Bandicoot, Resident Evil, the Resident Evil.
Yes. Remake. That would be great.
That would be sick,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
a platformer game. I don't know if I could play with Morpheus, but a game like Resident Evil, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
What? Okay. Imagine this: Battlefield.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Battlefield with Oculus Rift or Morpheus technology.
And then with the treadmill they got underneath. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Mm. Where you're basically floating almost.
The Omni treadmill or whatever it's called. Yeah. Yes.
60 degree freaking little pad you stand on, and
then they shoot rubber bullets at you.
I don't think that's
wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, I mean, if you
or paintballs,
I tell you what, you put it on and you try it out, and I'll get the bullets ready. And then that you just I'll just look for your reaction. You tell me when you get shot, and I'll make sure you feel it. We'll do it that way. It's very interactive, technical. You wouldn't understand,
high tech,
but So, yeah, so then you already... Okay, so we covered the Bethesda thing and the Guillermo del Toro and that little tidbit you had. So I'm going to go ahead and go into something that that we might have to make a retraction on, because DICE and LucasArts and EA decided that they weren't going to do what they originally said, which is for Battlefront, they originally said that there weren't going to be... it was not going to be possible to do dogfights, aerial fights. But now, if you go to their official site where it talks about Battlefront and everything else, that there's actually a section that says you will be able to dogfight. So either the initial information was wrong, or they backpedaled because they got negative feedback from not being able to do aerial fights.
Yeah, they probably backpedaled. I think they do.
Yeah, because it's, first of all, it's being the format is being done by DICE, which is, we all know, Battlefield.
Yeah.
And they are notorious for having aerial combat, like helicopters, jets, whatever, you name it. And so to have a game on a scale like Star Wars, where you can't dogfight in an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter, that's just kind of dumb.
Yeah.
They're already getting rid of single-player campaign, and this whole thing with the no iron sights on a gun, that's just, that's whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, that's not going to be necessarily a game-breaker for me, just because if it's not going to take up, you know, a customization slot to not worry about it, then fine, whatever. But not having aerial battles, that was kind of what the fuck moment, you know what I mean? So
big letdown too. To hear that. I mean, like you said, the battle with planes and all that other stuff. I mean, it just, well, Star Wars wouldn't be Star Wars without TIE Fighter or Y-Wing or X-Wing, whatever. I mean,
well, my boy Black Cat here, he is a pretty good freaking pilot when it comes to the Battlefield series. I've seen this guy mow down assholes running away from him with the blades of his copter tilted toward him. I'm pretty sure, you know, that's one of the things you were probably looking forward to, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just get into some, like, you know, Y-Wings, just dive bomb some of these ATVs and everything. Dude, that would just be some fun stuff.
I mean, yeah. So
I can pull out some tricks.
I'm glad they retracted that. I'm glad they actually did say, or they are saying now, that there will be dogfights, because I feel like that would open up a lot more playability in that universe and in that game.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and it offers way more options.
Yeah, it'd be definitely be more game modes for them.
Right.
As, and for everybody, I mean.
Well, could you imagine how epic it'll be if, like, you're on the ground and you see a TIE fighter coming at you?
I would run like hell.
About this, though, because I'm pretty sure you've seen this done, or have done it yourself, where you see an aerial vehicle coming at you and you just whip out your sniper rifle and one to the head and it goes down. Could you imagine just seeing a TIE fighter coming at you, then you make the shot and all of a sudden it starts swerving out of control, just crashes somewhere next to you? That would be epic as hell. I would share that video all day long.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's why I feel like they needed to have dogfights, like the aerial combat, like just watching a swarm of TIE fighters and a swarm of X-Wings just coming at each other. Like, that's Star Wars.
That's Star Wars.
You know, that's Star Wars, and it's definitely Battlefield-esque. You know, you can't tell me you've never seen two or three helicopters or two or three jets coming at each other head-on to see who would come out on top, and then bust a 180 and come back at each other till the fight's over.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I've done that plenty of times on Battlefield. I mean, sometimes I'll be running, you know, thinking I'm going to go to this objective and then see two helicopters come after each other, or two, you know, fighters come after each other, and just stand there and watch them, and then get sniped, and you go, oh, shit.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, if you can get that distracted when you're in the middle of a fight, it's interesting, and you know what's good. So, so you said before, B, that you have played previous Battlefront games. What were they like as far as playability? Like we had our friend Raise Hell Fletcher come on here, and he was telling us a little bit about his experience. But from another person's point of view, what's some of the things that you remember?
It's pretty vague, but I do remember on Hoth, the snow level. I did a lot of flying with the what was that little freaking fighter that they had on the snow? It's like real little. It had the little harpoon. What the heck was it? Anyways, it was,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. They used them to take down the AT-AT walkers by using cables.
I used to love to do that. You had the opportunity to do that. You had to fly in real low next to her legs, and then autopilot kicked in, and you became the harpoon guy. It was cool as crap.
That's awesome.
And you'd have to time it when you had to shoot one of its legs, and then as soon as you attached it, it would go back into the fly mode, and then you would have to do three laps around the walker, man. And you had to get it right, and if you didn't get it right, it would detach.
Right.
So then you had to go in for another, you know, run. I used to do that all the time just to see how many, you know, walkers I could take down in a level. And I used to get like 3-4 of them, and then, you know, depending on what was going on.
Now imagine that with multiplayer.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man, dude. I mean, just the whole aspect of Battlefield and Star Wars, it's just going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be a whole another level.
Mm-hmm. And the whole Ironside thing, it might throw me off because, you know, I'm just first-person shooter gamer. But I could probably get used to it, but I mean, if...
So you're going to keep it in first-person mode instead of swapping to the third-person?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I would, too. I don't know how often I would use the third-person mode. But I think it's cool they add that in there for the people that do prefer third-person.
I think doing it like that is probably going to work the best for things like...
lightsaber battles or something?
Yeah, like lightsabers, like using your lightsaber to deflect blasts or whatever, because Fletcher was telling me that, you know, you could choose to be either, you know, like during the middle of the battles, you could swap your classes and stuff, or you could be like good or bad or whatever, you could be a Jedi or a Sith, and in doing so, you actually get equipped with a lightsaber and you can deflect the blast. Well, I imagine it would probably be pretty hard to deflect blast in first person point of view.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, you're only seeing it from one perspective. But if you have it in the third person, you can be like, oh, I'm going to get shot from this direction, switch sides, you know, deflect, da 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 da. So that's probably a good idea that they did that. I'm starting to trip over my tongue here. But because, you know, there's way more battle options in a game that's in the Star Wars universe with the battlefield like technology or battlefield, you know, engine or whatever. So I definitely think it's a good addition on that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
But yeah. Was there anything in particular that you are looking forward to seeing there, or any kind of particular mechanic that you've seen in battlefield games that you want them to include in this?
You know what? I haven't really thought of it, so I don't know, just one thing I'd probably, I don't know, you know, I really haven't.
Because you know
it,
there's so. No campaign, right?
A playable right. Natalie Portman.
Right, which is, well, this is, but this is actually the first time I actually heard of that. I didn't realize that, but I haven't really been paying attention either. But,
right.
So, but no, I mean, now that I hear that, it's kind of disappointing, but at the same time, not really, because I'm like, we just sitting here talking about it. I mean, there's probably so much stuff you can be able to do on the online, you know, battlefield. Honestly, you can probably find something to do every night, you know, probably wouldn't miss the campaign that much.
Right.
So, I mean, Star Wars is Star Wars, so.
Yeah, and being an online game, too, it could change. You know, you can have a different story every night you play because different people play, you know, a different way. So you can have, you know, different outcomes each way you play. So
that's why I love, you know, all my past sessions of Call of Duty. You know, up until Ghosts, you know, it was always kind of unpredictable. You know, you could always have your set way of playing, like your loadout that you preferred or, you know, a level that you favored over others. But every fight was going to be different because you never knew who you were playing against.
Right.
You know, and they could always change tactics on you and thereby making you change your tactics.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people in Call of Duty that, you know, I used to play with, they'd get mad real quick because, oh, this guy is camping and he's got explosives all around and he's using a grenade launcher, da-da-da-da-da.
That's why you have multiple classes. Like, you create a class to counter that class.
Exactly.
You gotta think ahead.
That. There's always a class to counter whatever class someone is using. There's always a counter demolitions class. There's always a counter
EMP class. That's how they made it. I mean, you know? If you use one...
And Call of Duty does a good job to balance everything.
Defeat that item. I mean, it's people just.
Yeah, essentially, Call of Duty has always been the most fun version of rock, paper, scissors of all time. Seriously, and you know, I'm a huge fan. I'm a fan of the Call of Duty series. I never really got into Battlefield because I'm not that patient. I'm not that kind of guy that likes getting killed and respawning 20 miles away and.
I noticed that with Hardline a little bit,
you know, got to share with you guys and everything and watch Fletcher do. That actually seemed a lot of fun.
I was talking to a buddy of mine at work. He's a hard, you know, he's a big Battlefield guy, and that's usually all he plays is Battlefield. And he was talking to me about a game mode called Hotwire or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's saying it's pretty much like a mobile domination. You got to control these vehicles or whatever. That sounds really interesting to me.
I saw them play. And that's one of the ones that, you know, Ray's, he dominates on that.
He loves that.
He kills on that mode.
Yeah, we play that all the time, dude, and we smoke people.
I'm thinking about picking it up just to play that mode.
Yeah. Now, I said, like, if I had it for free, I would play the shit out of it. Yeah. I don't know that I want to buy it right now, like, especially when I'm waiting on other things to come out, like, you know, Arkham Knight and, you know, whatever else comes out after E3. I'll have to save my money for whatever I'm going to pre-order.
Right. There's going to be a few games, I'm sure, that come out of E3 that I'm going to want to buy.
Pre-ordered my Black Ops 3.
Yeah. So,
which, by the way, I don't know if we had a chance to discuss this, but are you excited about it? Are you going to pre-order it?
Black Ops 3?
Yeah.
I get every Call of Duty, man. So, yeah.
I get every Call of Duty, but I didn't keep the last one.
Yeah, say...
same boat with you.
Yeah. Right?
I still got all of them, so...
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, me and Black Cat, we got rid of ours, and so did my brother, and so did a lot of people
that we played with.
And here's the funny thing, and I noticed this, like, I've actually been monitoring my friends list, like, the last week and a half. And if you go online, like, on Facebook, and anybody who's liked Bungie or the Destiny page or whatever, anytime they come out with a new picture, like, for the day, and they have an update or whatever, you always see all these haters with these stupid, the same carbon copy comments, people still play this game, I can't believe people still play this game, da, da, da. But I looked on my friends list, and 90% of my friends on a daily basis still play Destiny, which tells me that despite the fact that it is so grindy and that it is so repetitive to the, you know, only to the point where after you've done everything, there's literally almost nothing to do other than collect shit and level it
right.
up. It's still fun.
It's a good game, so people are going to hate on it.
Right.
It's like the Patriots being a really good team, so people are going to hate on them.
Look, we're not going to break your sacrilegious stuff. In it. But no, okay, like, there are games really out there that merit a little bit of hatage only because they do... They're almost like, what do you call those? Those guilty pleasures.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, right, games, right.
People love to hate to love.
Right.
You know what I mean? For sure. So people are going to mock it or whatever. But, like, for me... Advanced Warfare was not Call of Duty, and it didn't feel like Call of Duty, so I really had no problem parting ways with it.
See, I agree with you that it didn't feel like Call of Duty, but I liked it. Like, I like Advanced Warfare. I played it. It definitely doesn't feel like Call of Duty with the double jump and the boost slide and all that, but I like playing it.
But you also like the Patriots, so we're going to let you slide on that.
So,
but anyway.
But, like, I totally agree it doesn't feel like a Call of Duty game, but it's a fun game to play, so...
What about you? Are you excited for Black Ops 3?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like he said, I mean, I every Call of Duty comes out, I buy it. But, you know, again, I agree with you guys. You know, it didn't feel like Call of Duty, but I agree with Tony here. I mean, campaign I enjoyed. It was all right, you know.
I
couldn't even finish it.
Really?
I didn't even beat the campaign. This is the first Call of Duty I didn't complete the campaign in.
I really liked the campaign, actually. I thought the campaign was decent. I liked it a lot.
I just couldn't.
It was pretty good. I mean, I finished it, and like I said, I mean, I played, you know me, I mean, Call of Duty, that's the first thing I do is I do the campaign. I ignore everybody. Everybody, come play with us, come play with us. I'm like, no, I got to get the campaign done.
Yeah.
And then after I finish the campaign, then I go play with everybody. And it's, you know, I had it for like three more weeks, and I got rid of it. I don't know, that slide sip. Sidestep, and I go tripping over my tongue. I hated it. I don't know. I just felt like kind of cheating almost.
Did you guys try the mode without the exosuits?
No.
Yeah, they had a mode where you can play without the exosuits.
Yeah.
And that felt true to Call of Duty.
And I knew about that, but still, I still didn't want to get sucked in on that just because my thing was, I was either going to get good at the way that they had it set up or I wasn't.
Right.
And it's not the fact that I couldn't handle the controllers. That was fine. I got acclimated to the boosting, to the side jumping, and, you know, all that stuff. That was not a problem. What one of my major issues is when I have, like, a machine gun or submachine gun with, like, a 50 or 100 round clip, and I empty the clip and don't even get a hit marker on somebody.
This just means you got to get better aiming, man.
Yeah, see, someone would say that. You're like, no, being legit.
Something. Right. Yeah, I just know what people are thinking.
If you look at my records on all the previous Call of Duties, even the laggy lag fest that was Ghost, my headshot ratios
this dude
and my
ridiculous.
Body shot ratios, like, I will get headshots like without even trying. And that's the thing that I go for. I go for the hard to hit places so that the easy to hit places are easy.
Right.
So for me to not even get a hit marker on a 100 round clip is atrocious.
Right, right.
And I can't even fathom that I miss. You know what I mean? Like it literally does not compute with me. And I'm not the best gamer, period.
Oh, right, right, right.
Not by far. I've never competed in an MLG tournament, none of that stuff. But I'm no slouch.
Right, right.
I've had an AD ratio in the past two Call of Duties of like 2.6 and higher.
Right, okay? Right.
And I'm not a hacker.
But wasn't it like Modern Warfare 2, like you take
the freaking knife.
Yeah.
I'd get nukes with just a knife. No gun, just running around the map, knifing and getting nukes.
You get a bunch of headshots clear across the map. You'd use them. The RPD.
Yeah,
the RPD.
Yeah.
I would out-snipe snipers with my RPD iron sight.
Yeah.
All the way across the map. So, no, my aiming is pretty on point for the most part. So, like I said, like it just didn't feel like the shots connected when they needed to. It didn't feel like the mechanics worked the way they were explained. You know, and maybe that's my fault. Maybe I misinterpreted the explanation of the exosuit and the gear that comes with
right,
it.
Right, right.
Or whatever. But I have a pretty high, you know, reading level. You know, it's not
so. Right, right. No, you've played every other Call of Duty, so exactly. I'm sure you understand. It shouldn't be like, if you played one, you should understand this one with just understanding the new mechanic. They give you a training course on it when you play the campaign, so. But
so I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, each their own. I mean, if you don't like the game, you don't like the game. You know?
Exactly. And I'm not gonna knock you for, you know, liking it and playing it or whatever. Like, there's a part of me, a small part, that would have kept it and kept at it. But however, I'm not missing it. I'm completely fine. We actually need to get into this part of our cast because we have it and we've just been rambling on about everything. But getting into what we've all been playing lately, the things that I've been playing lately, I have not missed it. So, tell me, I want to start with you because I've been talking super long. What have you been playing lately?
One game, State of Decay. That's it, man. I finished the base game itself. I got it all the way done. Got all the achievements done on that. And now I just got to get to the DLCs. So, that's a really fun game. And there's so many elements to that game because you have your home base and you got to build all these different buildings and keep everyone happy. And then you got to go out and do these missions, and you got neighbors you can take care of or ignore. And
so you got to be the governor and take care of Woodbury?
Yeah, it's really fun. You can be a dick too. That's the fun part. Like if people become annoying, like certain people will get sad all the time, you can just be a dick to them and tell them to leave. Be like, you know what? you're better off going somewhere else.
Right.
And they'll just leave or whatever. And then the one lady that comes on the radio, she's like, you know, it'd be good if you can teach other people your combat skills or whatever. Well, so I went back to the base and I was talking to the person that wanted me to train them, and I was like, psst. And they was like, fuck you, asshole. It was so funny. It's just like, the game's really fun. It does have its problems, though. I mean, it's an indie team, so like I was looting through an area trying to get some supplies. And I had all the doors closed, none of the windows were broken yet, and I'm searching through a cabinet or whatever, and a zombie walks through a wall, like, comes right through the wall and starts hitting me. I was like, what the, you know, I was getting shitty. I was like, and I had the area secure enough that I could at least search through this before the zombie started getting in, but this one got in through the thing, which wasn't any issue to handle, but when you're searching, you have to hold the buttons, and you can't attack while you're searching through containers and whatnot, so... Stuff like that makes me, and it's permadeath too. So if you die, you die. But it's fun too because there's an achievement for dying, and there's another achievement called, I can't remember the name of it, but it's something along the line like you always were an asshole. But what you do is when you die, you have to have a grenade, and you have to have a bunch of zombies around you, and you let the grenade go, and you kill everything around you.
Nice.
So that was the last two achievements I had to get because I never got killed by zombies, so I did that one, and then I did the "you always were an asshole" achievement, whatever it's called. I can't remember.
Nice.
So yeah, that was fun, man.
Unfortunately, I think that's the one that's only for Xbox, right?
Yeah, Xbox, PC. Yep.
Yeah.
I hope to see this come to PlayStation because this is a game that every gamer needs to play. Cool. So
I would hope the same thing if it weren't known that we were going to be getting a free version of H1Z1.
Yeah, see, the only thing with H1Z1, that's MMO, like massive right. multiplayer online. This is a right. solo, like you play by yourself. So that I kind of like that idea because I like playing solo to an extent because you control everyone. You know, you can send scavengers somewhere, you can create outposts and all that other stuff. Or when you play online, you got to worry about everyone else. You know, you got to worry about, is this guy going to steal my shit? Is he going to kill me?
I kind of like that factor, though. You know what I mean? Because it keeps you on your toes. Because I don't know. Like, I like the dangerous side of it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
It's like I was talking about, like, Fallout before, you know? And I don't know. I can't remember if we had this, like, actually while we were casting. But the aspect of some random stranger coming out of nowhere and not knowing whether or not they were going to try to attack you.
Right, right.
But, you know, it'd be like playing a poker game knowing you got a handful of aces.
Right.
You know? Or knowing you got a handful of twos.
Right.
You're going to be like, bring it on. Or you're going to be like, oh, shit.
Just remember, dude, you just got to remember, yeah. pocket twos never lose.
But I love those moments, especially if you end up coming out on top.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Just by the skin of your teeth.
Right.
And then getting some new awesome gear for it or whatever. Yeah. Those are the kind of moments that I like in games like that where... The outcome
kill somebody,
yeah,
get some good stuff.
Yeah, or yeah, but the outcome is not preset. You know,
I'll tell you what though, when the H1Z1 comes out, we create our own what do you want to call it, group, and we'll be like the police. We'll police everyone else, okay?
So you
like
think so?
Yeah, we'll just walk around, we see some strangers and be like, okay, you can either be good or you can die. It's your choice, you know. You can either give us your gear or we'll just take it from you.
I think what we should do I don't know if we should strategize on the air.
Right.
I think this is. I definitely am digging your idea. Like especially like the three of us.
Yeah.
We should form our group and get it started and recruit people.
Yep.
And I think we should have ourselves a set of three questions like Rick does on The Walking Dead. You know.
Right.
How many walkers have you killed? Have you killed any people? Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, I feel like we get together, we make our own little group. And just see how far it goes. You know?
Right, right.
Make a community out of it.
Yep.
You don't know. But I'm thrilled with the idea, you know?
Hell yeah.
And the idea of not knowing that some random person is going to be a douche. My thing is, see if you can paint the scenario in your head, okay? So it's just the three of us. We're out there. You know, we're patrolling. We're doing whatever we're going to do. Maybe we're trying to resupply.
That's dangerous in itself.
That is dangerous within itself. But we're trying to resupply, do whatever. We see somebody, and we're like, okay... form attack pattern alpha or whatever. So that means one of us approaches the guy. Okay, the other two of us are somewhere where he can't see. Sniper scopes trained on him.
Right.
He acts like a dick and takes out our spokesperson. He gets blown away, and we all share the loot.
Right. Right.
Because what that's going to do is, from what I understand, the mechanics is if you're playing with somebody, if you die, your partner could pick up your stuff.
Yeah, anybody can pick up your stuff. I think.
Yeah. And then you can give it back to you.
Yeah.
So if your spokesperson dies, it's not that big a deal because the other two people are taking him out.
Right.
It's all splitting the loot.
Right.
So
and or if you trust the people you're with, just have them give you your gear before you go up and approach them.
And that just goes...
But I mean, yeah, we probably should record our strategy here.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's not.
But I'm sure there's only going to be like 10 people that listen to this anyway, so yeah. It's not.
Right, sure. Right. It doesn't matter. They probably don't even own a PlayStation.
Right. But, so.
Sorry, Grandma.
The three of us will definitely be able to roll out, you know, in safety, and especially with my, you know, my conversing skills, I'm pretty sure I could convince anybody to join us.
Right.
With Black Cat's, you know, sniping skills and with your attractiveness, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Oh, right on.
But yeah, I can't. I really hope that they would bring something like State of Decay to the PlayStation because it sounds really fun. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really played anything else. What about you, Dave? What you been playing?
Guacamelee, Super Green Card Immigrant Edition.
That's the one with Nacho Libre, right?
That's the one with...
Jack Black, and he's a wrestler.
That's the one with Nacho Trejo. No, I actually streamed last night, and on my stream title, I was like, I put Guacamelee, Me Llamo Es Nacho Trejo. So the people that were watching, you know, they had a kick out of that. But yeah, I know, it just got really more badass last night, because I just acquired a bunch of new powers that I didn't have before, and I was able to do... I found this level called El Inferno, which is, like, basically hell.
Yeah.
And this game makes so many pop culture references. Like, at one point, I found a indentation on a wall that was the shape of 8-bit Mega Man shooting his arm buster. And then at another point, I found a mural down in Inferno of an 8-bit Simon Belmont from Castlevania whipping a skeleton. And then in Inferno, there was a law firm called, the initials were DA, Devil's Advocate Law Firm. So, I mean, there was just like a ton of references in this game. And then at one point, I played a side mission where this girl was like, I need your help to find my brother. He always gets himself into trouble. He always gets lost. Like the one time he got lost in a mysterious land where a boy in a green tunic helped him or stopped him from resurrecting a giant pig monster, which, you know, Zelda. So, it was just really fun. And even in conversation, there was a bunch of references to things. I believe there was a La Bamba reference in there at some point. But, it's a really fun game. I've been playing the crap out of it. I'm probably going to play it again tonight or tomorrow or whatever. And, I've been having a lot of fun with it. So, Guacamelee. Mm-hmm. Go get it. If you got a PlayStation Network, it's free right now for PlayStation Plus members. So you have no reason not to get it.
And if we didn't mention last week, man, the PlayStation Plus this month is awesome. You should just get every game in your library that they offer.
I did download Unfinished Swan.
Okay.
I could download it for the PS4 because it was cross-buy.
Right, right.
So I haven't tried it yet because I've been having too much fun with Guacamelee.
Right on.
So, but Black Cat, what about you, sir? What have you been playing?
Oh, heck, you know, the Battlefield Hardline, man. I mean, yep. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, just... Hotwire, you know?
Yeah, Hotwire.
Yeah.
Is there... Have you gotten any milestones achieved? Like, is there a gun that you've been trying to unlock that you finally unlocked, or...
Oh, actually, Boss Donkey's been helping me with, there's a gun there.
Boss Donkey.
Yeah, that's one of our old Call of Duty buds, Boss Donkey.
He goes way back, yeah.
Yeah.
Way back.
Sometimes, you know, when I'm tired, I call him Dos Bonky.
Yeah. Yeah, called him that quite a bit of times. Yeah. But, anyway, yeah, this gun, I think, AWD or something like that. I don't know. It's a
all-wheel drive?
Yeah.
Oh.
it's assault rifle I've been trying to get, but it's achievement, like, where you gotta be a hacker. Well, boss, in this case, he's a hacker, and then you gotta get, throughout the game, as you play, you get four, unlocks, basically. Like, when you get it, you push and hold R1, in my case, for the PlayStation and everything, and you either get two choices, either, like, you know, depending on what, class you are, you either get, you know, like, extra mags or like, you know, fast health and all stuff, anythings, and, ow. And, anyways, well, you gotta build all four of them to get this master, coin bait, basically, okay. You know, and you gotta get 10 of those, I do believe. It's kinda hard. I mean, you gotta rack up some points to
get. So you gotta get 10 in one match?
No.
Or 10 overall. Yeah, like
10 overall.
Like cumulative.
Yeah.
Cumulative? Yeah,
cumulative. Yeah, cumulative. Yeah.
All together.
You gotta get them 10 times, you know, you gotta get 4 coins 10 times. And he's been helping me as a hacker. You can, you know, give points to different players and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like that. So he's been helping actually a lot of people that we know.
Awesome.
So he's been designated the hacker boy to help everybody.
Yeah, so that's why I like the crew of people that I usually play stuff with like that, because they will go out of their way to help you out and, you know, get the things that you're trying to get. So, which is another reason why I can't wait for Black Ops 3 to come out, because I've missed my COD buddies. Like,
oh, yeah,
I have this whole community of people that I've played Call of Duty with over the years, we've been separated either because of, you know, changing systems or upgrading or moving or whatever. And now it's gotten to the point where I've got like 90% of them back on the PS4, and we haven't been able to play the same kind of games together because either A, they're just now getting into stuff like Destiny or whatever, and they're so far behind that me trying to help them wouldn't really do much of anything, or B, it's just that we don't ever, you know, play the same stuff. So when Black Ops 3 comes out, I know for sure that's going to be a thing that like 98% of my friends list is going to be on together. And
it'll be like a class reunion.
Yeah,
like 1990.
Man. Yeah, for sure. It's going to be fun. I can't wait for it. So
there's going to be at least probably 20 or 30 of them.
Yep. And now, Tony, now that you've been gaming more, I'll be able to see you finally on the COD on the COD screens and get you in our battles.
Yeah, now if I just start buying them on PlayStation.
Right. That'd probably be the good thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. The only bad thing about Call of Duty is I usually buy them on a lot of systems. Like the last one, I bought 2 for Xbox One and 1 on PC because my son plays. I let him play, so we'll get on together and play at the same time. So,
right.
Yeah. But we go in private party. I don't let him go in public party chats because I don't like all those idiots on there.
Party
so.
Mouse and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and usually the Xbox parties were worse because the Xbox, you know, 360 came with a cheap-ass headset, so you had a lot of 12-year-olds talking into the mic. I remember one time I had this, just reminiscing, I had this 12-year-old, like, bad-mouthing so bad, I was like, dude, where's your mom at? And he's like, she's right here. I was like, put her on the headset. She got on the headset. I was like, why are you letting your son on the internet talking to random strangers with a mouth like that?
What'd she say?
She said something dumb. I'm sure it wasn't his real mom, but she was just there. Probably his sister, some stupid.
Black Cat, I don't know if you were there that night, but one night I told this one kid to put his mom on the headset. Oh, and he actually did it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, hello? And mm-hmm. I was like, ma'am, I was like, your son's being a little dick. And she's like, yeah. Excuse me, who is this? And I was like, I'm a random stranger playing a game on the internet, and your son is sitting here using words like, I probably shouldn't repeat them just for the sake of, you know, whoever may be listening. It's basically a lot of bad stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and
stuff he shouldn't
she know. Was like, my son said all those things. And I was like, yeah. And then, like, everyone that was in the chat lobby was like, yeah, ma'am, we're, like, other people that are playing, and your son has been saying this and this and this. All of a sudden, auto-disconnect.
Oh, yeah.
It's no longer. I was like, wait, oh, someone's getting their ass beat.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right,
so
right.
I was actually happy to see a parent act like a parent because at one point I was like, how are you letting your son get away with it? Well, he's downstairs, and I didn't know he does this, and da-da-da-da. I thought he was just playing a video game. I was like, this is a video game. We play online with real people and apparently act like a little dick. She's like, okay. And then 2 seconds later, like, this person has left the lobby. That's awesome. So, yeah.
Plenty of 12-year-olds that have spout their mouths off.
Yep.
That shouldn't be.
Yep. And it's one of the problems with the gaming industry is some parents just buy stuff for the kids just to get them to shut up.
Yep.
And they still don't.
Speaking of shutting up, let's Dave shut up real quick. No,
shut me up. Go ahead.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Real quick, though, games that are coming out next week, I'll mention those real fast. Witcher 3 is the biggest one.
What is it?
The Witcher 3.
Oh, The Witcher 3, yeah. Yep. I never played the first 2 Witchers.
I played the second one, that one's really good. I played that one actually on the PC, so.
What's it about?
It's about The Witcher. It's a lot like, it kind of reminds me a lot of Skyrim. And you get all these different powers you do, and you're pretty much, you're kind of set up, they assume you assassinated this king. There's lots of kings. It actually reminds you a lot of Game of Thrones mixed with Skyrim. Okay. So, and the cinematics are fucking awesome. I mean, it looks really good. Next time you're over at my house, Dave, I'd show you the opening cinema or something on the PC because it looks really good. So even for that old of a game, it looks really good cinematic-wise. But it's an RPG.
It's coming to consoles, though, right?
Yeah, this coming to – it's on – even the old one, the Witcher 2 is on 360. And I don't know if it's on PS3 or not. I would assume it is, but I could be wrong.
But this Witcher 3 is coming to PS4, yes?
Yep, PS4, Xbox One, PC.
So – do you think you would have had to have played any of the previous ones to appreciate this new one?
From what I hear, no, but you might not know some of the characters in it. So,
okay.
And I didn't play the first one, and I played the second one, and I didn't feel lost in it. So,
okay.
And I remember the second one, you definitely have to be of age to watch it because there's a lot of titties and shit in it. So, a couple sex scenes and stuff. So, definitely make sure you're of age to play these games.
Let me go get that right now.
Right.
No, it's kind of like Borderlands 2. Borderlands 2 was the first one that I picked up.
Yeah.
But I knew of the original 4 main characters.
Right.
So when they referenced them and when you actually met them in game, I was like, oh, this must be one of the original 4.
Right.
Because they were obviously a big enough deal that people were like, oh, go talk to this person, go talk to that person. So like meeting Mordecai or whatever the hot fire looking chick is or whatever.
Yeah.
and the big, huge John Cena black guy, you know, whatever his name was, the guy that died, spoiler alert.
Damn, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, no, yeah, so I get that you might be kind of lost on some of the characters, but then again, if it's a whole new experience, you're not really getting anything taken away from the experience. You're just missing out on that, oh, it's that person moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure some people got like a quick synopsis of the games on YouTube or something you can watch real quick to get caught up on the story, what you need to know before you play the game.
Right.
Other games coming out, you get Life is Strange Episode 3 for Xbox One, PS4. Farming Simulator 15, that sounds exciting for Xbox One and PS4.
Is that the one where you can marry your sister cousin?
No, that's Kentucky 15.
Oh, okay. Is that the one where the random stranger stops to ask you for gas and he bangs your daughter?
No, that's Wrong Turn.
Oh, okay.
And then Destiny House of Wolves DLC.
Yes.
So
House of Wolves.
That's
the one I'm looking forward to the most.
That sounds interesting.
That's only because I haven't played The Witcher, so if I would have ever played The Witcher, I'd probably be excited for that, but I haven't, so I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to play a game with you two real quick.
Do it.
Okay, I got the news article up for the top 5 selling games from the PlayStation Store for the PS4. They actually have more than top 5, but I want to see if you guys can name a couple of the top 5.
Okay, so this is...
This should be real easy.
So this is top-selling PlayStation games, period?
Yeah, the PlayStation 4 games from the PlayStation Store.
Oh, I'm going to say Last of Us has got to be one of them.
Nope. For April.
Oh, for April. For the month, okay. Jack Wagon.
So take your guess back and go again.
Okay, so...
I won't count that as a strike.
Okay, so for last month, top-selling games for the PS4 from the PlayStation Store. What came out last month?
I don't know. I haven't been on that store for an entire...
What's our category on tomorrow for our theme?
Oh, okay, got you. Mortal Kombat.
That's the number one.
Yeah, I knew that would be number one because it's been selling like crack-induced hotcakes.
Right.
So that's one, Mortal Kombat.
Plants vs. Zombies, I don't know. I kind of like it.
I think first party exclusive? Yep.
It just came out last month?
Didn't come out last month.
Oh, but it sold them. It was in the console.
Yep.
Hell, I'm such at a blank right now. Give me a category.
Think Dark Souls.
Oh, Bloodborne?
Yeah, that's number 2. Okay. All right, now think another first party, but sports.
Sports? Oh, dude, you
FIFA.
No, that's not my category, bro.
Yeah.
It's a first party.
Oh, first party. Heck, I don't know.
The only first party sports game that Sony has.
Blitz?
MLB The Show.
Oh, well, dude. Okay, number one, you know I don't give no shits about baseball.
But you know about Sony. You should know Sony has... the rights to MLB baseball.
Really? I did not know that.
I do love me some Sony, but I don't care about sports.
I don't care about baseball, and I know that.
Okay, but that's the whiteness in you, bro. That's the whiteness. Because that's the American pastime right there, and I'm only part American.
American.
So. No, I'm just kidding. I just don't care about sports games, no matter who makes them, unless somebody talks about a remake for Blitz. Then I'll care.
Yeah, I actually bought the NFL Blitz game that was on PS3. Speaking of which, is on the flash sale for PlayStation Store. You get the NFL Blitz and the NBA On Fire edition. You get both those games for $4.
What?
Yeah.
Both of them together for $4?
Yeah. Or yep. For no. $4? Together for $4.
It wouldn't even matter for $4 a piece.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Very nice.
$4 and you get both of them. It was like $4.80, I think, or something like that.
Did you ever play NFL Street or NFL?
Nope.
Whatever the basketball one is.
NBA Street. I did play that
NBA
one.
Street, yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Shakalaka. Oh yeah, dude. All kinds.
Did you? So you, Tony, you said you never did.
I played the NBA Street. Yes.
NBA Street. Yeah. Did you like it?
It was all right.
What about you, B?
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't like...
It had nothing on NBA Jam.
NBA Jam was the one I was
NBA Street and NFL Street were the ones where you could, like, perform tricks during the middle of the plays. And,
yeah.
Now, my brother...
Yeah, that one was pretty cool.
I will say this. My little brother was an actual badass at both NBA and NFL Street.
Right. Oh, nice, nice.
He could perform stuff that I didn't even think was humanly possible in those genres.
Yeah, that's what my cousin... Actually, my cousin got that, and I went down to the basement, and he was playing. I was like, oh, and that's actually how I got into video games back in the day. But, you know, I used to go to my cousins all the time. But, yeah, it was pretty good for what it was. I mean,
shit, one time I seen my brother playing the computer, and he, like, came halfway down the court, put the ball behind his back, under the leg, bounced it off a dude's head, jumped up in the air, did a flip, stepped off another dude's shoulder, some weird, you know, ninja shit, and then, like, made a three-pointer. It was, like, all this in one thing. I was like, how the hell did you do that? He's like, Jesus, bro. Jesus.
That explains everything now.
Right.
So, but yeah, so I didn't know, my point to asking if you guys would play those, would you guys be interested in seeing a reboot on those series?
Heck yeah, that'd be cool. For sure.
Depends on the price, you know, that's something like, I don't see those being a full $60 game. Like,
oh, no, definitely.
All sports games, I really have a hard time trying to pay $60 for a sports game, even if it's this year's game.
Which is why I never do.
The only game I ever pay $60 for it will be the NHL game. That's the only game I'll ever buy full price.
Red Wings?
Chicago Blackhawks, son.
Red Wings is just the only team I knew of.
Maybe my cousin will get along then very well.
Blackhawks. What's the one with the Penguin?
Pittsburgh.
Oh.
We got knocked out by the Rangers in the first round. Go Rangers.
The only reason I see the Penguins because Jean-Claude Van Damme fought a giant penguin at a hockey game once in a movie. That's the only reason I remember that shit. Other than that, I could give a shit less about hockey, to be honest with you.
Right on.
I did like street hockey in gym, though, just because I checked the guy and he cried like a baby.
I do want to make a quick note, though, back to that. I did have a point for bringing up the top 10 or top games or whatever.
Yeah.
Number 4, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 5, Shovel Knight. Number six. What do you think number six is? You probably never guess. I'll just give it to you. Minecraft? Number six. I find that hard, man. Minecraft's been out forever. I can't believe that's number six.
Isn't that your friend, Mark Minecraft?
Number 7, Borderlands, The Handsome Collection. Number 8, Battlefield Hardline. Number 9, Axiom Verge. And number 10, Dark Souls.
At no point should Minecraft ever outsell
Battlefield
or anything else that it outsold.
Yeah, that's kind of mind-boggling, honestly. Yeah.
But Minecraft has just been this phenomenon where they just sell like crazy. And it's actually number 2 on the PlayStation 3.
I think the reason is, though, if I'm just going to be honest, is because it's virtual Lego and you don't have to go anywhere or buy anything to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can literally create an entire universe of just random things and mods and modes and games to play.
It's like the Nintendo game we always wanted, but it's like we're too old to play it now.
It's like the Nintendo game we always wanted with the same graphics.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, even Lego in real life has better graphics than this.
I really think that's why I like Shovel Knight, is because it's got so many of the aspects from all the Nintendo games I liked. And they do it really well. It's like they...
It plays well, too.
Yeah, it does, too. I think, you know, the Nintendo didn't have quite the processing power or whatever of the systems now. So they can take and make whatever... You know, they can make any Nintendo game now and make it awesome, you know, so...
Yeah.
But real quick, what I wanted to mention, though, if you look in the top 10, there's 3, like, small indie-style games between Axiom Verge, Minecraft, and Shovel Knight. So it's kind of cool to see that those kind of games be in the top 10.
They're coming up, man.
So
indie's doing really well for itself. And when they mentioned the differences between the Xbox One and the PS4, when they were like, oh, Sony's gonna back indie developers all the way and Microsoft not so much, I was like, well, Sony's gonna murder on this console war this year, because the indie developers are thirsty and they're hungry and they want to make these top selling games and they want to be, you know, badass developers that turn into AAA developers, you know? And so Sony, that was one of their brilliant moves when they looked at the big picture in the gaming world. They were like, these people are going to be the future of the industry. You know?
Yeah, not only that, too, though, with the beginning of the console, you're going to have long periods of time between AAA releases. So what, right. You know, so you got to have something to fill that time. And that's where indie games come in perfect, you know.
Right.
That's where like a short, you know, 5-hour game like Shovel Knight, you know, and it's not a full $60 investment. You know, you can pick that up for $15, you know.
Right.
But yeah, sorry to cut you off.
Like Guacamelee, that definitely helped shorten down this week's wait till Tuesday for House of Wolves.
Yeah.
So by the time I beat Guacamelee, I'm going to like, if I beat it tomorrow or whatever, I'll only have like a couple days to wait.
Yeah. You know?
So it definitely helped get through. And then if I get done with that,
Unfinished Swan.
Sooner. Unfinished Swan.
Yeah.
You know, or back when I was streaming Valiant Hearts. That was a really fun and interesting game. And that actually came at a perfect time because I was getting Destiny lag, you know, where I was just kind of like, okay, the only thing I really have to play right now is Destiny. Because back then, I think the trophies for Dying Light was still FUBAR'd, which I'm slacking. I think we're both slacking badly on platinuming that out because we're so freaking close. But
burn out on it because we've already done it. We just didn't get credit for it, you know?
Exactly. Like, we're burnt out on it, you know? I mean, that's the whole reason. I would have had a platinum trophy in Fallout 3
if
I would have had internet access when I first got it. Because back then, that's the only way Sony did trophies was if you downloaded them.
Right.
So, you can ask my wife, because she sat there and watched me play this game for like over 300 hours or some shit like that, Fallout 3. I guarantee, because I went through on good, I went through on bad, I went through on neutral.
Yeah.
I did every side quest possible. I did everything in that goddamn game. But if you look at my trophy list, I only have like the last few trophies that are in sequence.
Because, oh, jeez.
Like I have like
say one, Fallout 3 was my first platinum.
Yeah. Now see and like okay, you know the one like Gift of the Silver Tongue.
Yeah.
Which it, like you know such a high rating. You have to have talked through so many conversations to get that.
Yeah.
But if you look at my trophy list, I don't have like the very first story trophy list. I got like the last three, and that's it. So jeez. I was bummed, and that made me burn out, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. There's no way in hell I'm going back to this. In my heart and in my mind, I know I have the platinum for Fallout.
But I like platinum. I like platinum. I liked Fallout 3 so much, I got platinum on PlayStation 3 and 100% on 360.
Look at you, nerd.
Wow.
No, that's crazy. But yeah, it was an amazing game, and Bethesda better bring it at E3, and I'm not gonna be hopeful till I see things. You know
and
I
mean? On truth be told, on Fallout 3 though, I only played till I got out of the vault and then I stopped playing because I didn't like it. I was like, I don't really like it right now. And I went back to it and then I fell in love with the game. I was like, I can just shoot people in the face I don't like.
No, like the whole concept I was in love with, like being like coming out from underneath the ground after so many years and like seeing these deformed people that basically are like zombies, but they've been alive for like 300 years. How the hell does that work?
Right.
There, when you shot their heads off, it became this beautiful motion picture of art of brains and eyeballs, and it was fucking awesome.
Right.
And like,
oh, and the bloody mess perk was awesome.
Yeah, the logic didn't matter after a minute. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, you've been alive since the first Great War? Awesome. Cool. That was like 300 years ago. Bet.
Right.
You know, you're a ghoul now, so you're super creepy looking, and I'm going to shoot you because you creep me out. So, but no, yeah, Bethesda, bring it for E3. I hope to God it is you, but until then, I'm going to be like Grumpy Cat and not believe anything anyone says. So.
Right on. So this actually turned out to be a pretty long episode. This might be one of our longer episodes.
This was the longest quickie I've ever had.
Yeah, so, I mean, we just like to get on here and bullshit. We don't really get to do that when we have a format, so.
For real. You guys, you lucky 10 viewers, will have the pleasure of actually seeing the three of us in action.
Listeners.
Seeing and listening to us.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or today, later, or whatever.
Yes, sir.
You come back and do it again.
Time stream. thanks, B, for joining us on the audio. And then, in advance for tomorrow for the video, because I think that's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're not really the fighting game type. But
me neither, so we'll be all right.
Don't worry. Go home, look at some shit.
Oh, man.
Or in the morning after you, you know, unleash your wiener. He has a dachshund. That's not really the joke. He has a, he probably misses him. But yeah, so tomorrow is going to be our theme suggestion fighting episode. And, yeah, if there's anything else that you guys want to see or hear us do, I think now that we're getting into a different season and getting into different parts of, new beginnings for all of us, we might be able to get together more now and do more in-person videos and stuff on YouTube. So hopefully you guys will be able to look forward to that. But I definitely want to do some more Let's Plays and things of that nature.
Yes, sir. So
that's stuff to look forward to in the future, especially as we develop our YouTube page. So, Black Cat, anything you want to add? Good for now?
Yeah, good, man. I'm just glad to be here. Yeah, awesome. Part of it.
Good deal. Tone, anything on you?
No, I'm good to go, man. Oh, yeah, I guess I will add this real fast. Kind of news real quick for the Xbox One. They did an update. Now you can send voice chat to your people cross-platform. Like, you can send a voice message. Like, you could do that before. Like, on 360, you can send voice message. When they did the Xbox One, you couldn't send voice messages. Now you can, and now you can actually do it cross-platform. That's about the only good thing I got out of this new update.
Okay.
So now I can send, like I used to get all these messages when I'd play Call of Duty on Xbox, like, oh, you're a fucking cheater, fag, shit like that, just because I would kill a bunch of kids and stuff. So I'm looking forward to get a bunch of those messages again. So so I can't wait to get those messages from random strangers. So that'll be kind of fun.
They hate you because they ain't you.
Right?
All right, everybody. Well, our homie Black Cat does not have a Twitter or YouTube channel or anything like that. But
no, I do not have a Twitter.
If you want to hit him up and you need a good Battlefield partner, his PSN name is BlackCat111. That's BlackCat111. Or
the capital B. Also.
Or Gato Negro 111. But he's a damn good shot, damn good pilot, and if anybody needs help, I'm sure he'll, you know, accept requests, especially if you're a...
Message me, say, hey, I heard you on your, you know, podcast. Don't just message me, like, say, hey, because I just won't respond.
Yeah. But if you're
just put double tap in the subject line.
Yeah double tap on there. But if you're a voluptuous ladies, just send him a picture, and he'll accept it regardless.
Oh, yeah, totally, because my girlfriend would love that.
His girl would love that. Probably not. Probably. His wiener dog would love it, though. Because his wiener dog is a little bit of a creeper. And not the Minecraft kind. Tony, my hermano, go ahead and let the people know how they can get a hold of you.
Man, you can reach me YouTube, on Twitch, and on Twitter. Tony the Gamer Guy. Easy and simple. You can follow me. If you want to add me on PlayStation, it's BigTon5. BigTon5. Same as Xbox. BigTon5. So, yeah. Dave, did we say where you're at?
Yeah, for now. As always, you can hit us both up on our official Facebook page under The Real Double Tap, which is where we'll always be, regardless of whether or not we change our names. Me, personally, I'm probably going to change up my YouTube page, but right now you can find me under my PSN name on YouTube, which is GokuOrta5. And, like I said, that's the same as my PSN and YouTube. And then on Twitter, I am, what is it, Deadpool Orta?
Yeah, Deadpool Orta. Yep.
You can tell how often I go on there.
And you can change that at any time. So if you want to change that to Dr. Oh No, you can do that.
I probably will do that. On Twitch, you can find me as Wade Merc with a Mouth Wilson. And you can see my last few playthroughs of Guacamelee. I think I'm like 3, maybe 4 episodes in on that. I can't remember. But if you favorite me on there, you can look at the archive footage. And I think you could actually look at the archive footage without even favoring me. So I'm not going to ask for favoritism. Just do it.
Yeah, just follow him. It's not that hard. Yeah, it's just one click.
It's just one click. And you don't owe me anything. You don't have to pay me anything. Just give me a little attention. That's all I ask for. Just hold me when I'm lonely. That's it.
That's it. That's easy.
But other than that, I think that's going to be it for now.
Yep.
And remember, everybody, when you're coming across that final boss...
Or them zombie hordes.
Just don't forget...
Double tap.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Peace.